From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. The U.S. Forest Service manages some 160,000 miles of trails, and maintaining that sprawling system is a major undertaking. Volunteer trail workers have become an essential part of keeping the public's access open to its vast wild areas. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse recently went out with a volunteer crew and brings us this report.
10 Mile Campground sits a few miles south of the Gospel Hump Wilderness in north-central Idaho. A creek of the same name meanders along it. The nearest pavement is a winding 40-minute drive on dirt roads. In the cool dusk on a recent weekday, 9 trail builders were gathered around the campfire, swapping stories after their first full day. Connor Hall, a Boise hospital chaplain, had just prepared a bag of backcountry dessert.
It does not look good at all.
Blueberry cheesecake mountain house meal.
Connor grew up in nearby Grangeville. He says his dad used to hike the trail they're working on, now densely overgrown in places.
And the fact that we're actually choosing this trail to work on is kind of cool. It's like, oh, there's a place up here that's beautiful, and now we're making it something that is accessible.
The trip was put on by the Idaho Trails Association, a nonprofit that organizes dozens of such excursions every year. They clear several hundred miles annually, removing thousands of hike-impeding logs. Alex Cravener is the group's trail projects coordinator. Volunteers just need to show up with an able body, camping gear, and willingness to work.
We bring everything else you need, yeah.
This is a 3-day project, but ITA does trips as long as 3 weeks.
We got 51 logs done in half a group today. I don't know how much the other group got done. But if we can get 50 logs done a day, that's huge. That's 150 logs.
A decade ago, the Government Accountability Office released a report on the Forest Service's trail system. It found that the agency had more miles than it could maintain. Several years later, Congress passed a law which called for using more volunteers to tackle the backlog. Last fiscal year, volunteers and partners like the ITA did maintenance work on 28,500 trail miles, nearly 2,000 more than Forest Service staff.
Their contributions are huge.
That's Carol Hennessy, who manages the trails program in the agency's northern region. She says the service's employees and contractors are highly skilled trail builders who can help train volunteers. What they give in return is
increased support and stewardship so that we know what we're doing can be maybe doubled by volunteers.
It's a cold fall morning back at 10 Mile. The crew is boiling water for coffee and breakfast and preparing for another day.
My little ones, stick right in your bag.
Okay.
Alex helps divvy up tools. And the first team heads south towards the wilderness boundary. Gina Kretzer, a retired therapist from Moscow, has volunteered for several years.
It's a happy place for me, I guess.
She gets why the appeal of volunteer hard labor may not be obvious to everyone.
I think our world is structured in such a way that a lot of times people don't get the outdoor time that our bodies need and our minds need, and kind of our souls, too.
Shoes swapped out for sandals, the group crosses a creek soon after entering into wilderness.
This goes down to finger guard, long goes up.
There you go.
And then preps their crosscut saws, whose long bars sport jagged teeth and simple wooden handles. Oh. Gina is paired up with her Moscow neighbor and now friend Annette, whom she met on a previous trip.
And now here we are.
We are the dynamic duo.
Yes, we are. Now we're cross-cutting together.
We're going to do everything together.
They get into a steady rhythm, and sawdust piles up as the cut deepens. One end freed, several others gather on one side and sit down. And use their legs to push the log off the trail. A couple dozen more logs follow before a hard-earned snack break.
Yeah, it is. It's very beautiful. And like we've all said, it's hard to get to when the trail's all covered with logs. So, I mean, opening this up, more people will get to see it.
Animal tracks abound, but there's little sign that humans have been on the trail in years. Gina says she feels lucky to be there. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Murphy joins us now to tell us more. Murphy, how did you stumble on this volunteer trail building story? It sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I mean, I think with a lot of stories like this, it kind of started with a pretty random encounter and conversation. I was at the Boise Goathead Festival in August, and the Idaho Trails Association, to kind of draw people in, had astutely put up a demonstration crosscut saw. And those are, if you don't know what that is, those are kind of those old school long saws, long jagged teeth, you know, often run by two people. And that's, you know, that's what trail workers use, still use in wilderness areas where gas powered chainsaws aren't allowed. So, you know, I obviously wanted to give that a go. And then that led to conversations with the ITA folks who were working at the booth. And if I recall correctly, they had just wrapped up one of their longest projects to date, I believe 2 or 3 weeks in the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness. And I was just kind of like struck by the scale of that volunteer commitment. And I thought that it could make for a pretty fun radio story. I mean, I think when we think of volunteering, we think of like, you know, maybe an afternoon at a soup kitchen or something like that. And the idea of like going out into the wilderness for weeks on end to do this sort of work, that seemed pretty cool. So, you know, I later learned about an upcoming multi-day project that they had in the Gospel Hump Wilderness, and yeah, made arrangements to tag along.
Well, and we're talking about the saw where, you know, there's one person on either side and it's...
That's exactly right.
Nice. And that's what they use out on the trail. That's awesome.
In the wilderness area, yeah.
All right. Okay, we learned a little bit from the story about the significance of these volunteer crews, but what else can you tell us about the scale of this work?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of just worth repeating one of the key data points, which was in the story, but that I found quite surprising when I was reporting the story out. So yeah, so volunteer and partner organizations like the ITA did maintenance on over 28,500 miles of trails in fiscal year 2022. Uh-huh. And that was nearly 2,400 more than Forest Service employees themselves. And in that story, you know, there was we talked about the GAO report coming out, talking about just a significant trail work backlog. After that, Congress passed legislation calling for more use of volunteers, and then the Forest Service itself developed a number of strategies and programs to deal with that significant trail backlog. And so, you know, I think like even the data from just the ITA, which is one of many groups like this across the West doing and leading trips like this, that even that's just impressive. So last year, volunteers working with the ITA put in nearly 12,000 hours on 68 different projects, and they cleared 280 trail miles and removed some 4,400 logs. And so for the story, I also, and listeners also heard from Carol Hennessy, and she manages, among other responsibilities, the trails program for the agency's whole northern region, which includes a broad swath of northern Idaho. She told me she's heartened by how many people have since decided to give their free time to work on trails.
When I first started, there was maybe a volunteer here and there on an individual volunteer agreement. This idea of large partnerships that promote and teach stewardship of the land really well, it just keeps growing, and it just amazes me.
And yeah, I mean, she says that the agency just feels very supported by volunteers and groups like the ITA.
Well, you know, when you're talking about using a crosscut saw and being out there for a long time, it's not easy work. It's pretty astounding that there are this many folks interested in volunteering their free time to do this. Tell us about this. We heard from Gina, but what are some of the other things you heard?
Yeah, so, you know, Gina, of course, mentioned, you know, just kind of the physical and psychic needs that are satisfied by just being outside in a beautiful place and just exerting yourself, you know, along a beautiful creek like 10 Mile. And then, you know, just as well, you know, just the joy of making previously inaccessible places accessible again to the public. Those were pretty common refrains that I heard from folks. But I also spoke to Christopher Smith, who goes by his middle name, Trachel. He shared another thing about the work that he really enjoys a great deal.
You know, it's physical labor, but it you're outdoors, you're breathing fresh air, you're seeing the result of your work. It's really nice to, you know, clear a trail and be able to look at it and say, well, we accomplished something.
I think a lot of us can relate to, you know, maybe getting to the end of a day and kind of just like asking yourself, what did I actually do today? And with work like this, it's just like, you can just see it on the ground. And yeah, I think a lot of people will relate to that sort of satisfaction. Another thing that I heard from participants was, you know, just this idea that, you know, many of us, I think many people in Idaho and other Western states have just spent a lot of their life going out into the woods, enjoying trails and other public resources and lands. And they kind of just think of this work as essentially kind of a way of giving back to the agencies and people that have made that access possible.
Wow. You know, I've felt that many times. You know, I answered 50 emails today, but what did I accomplish? I think that's great. You can actually look down the trail that was covered.
This is very much not an email job.
Well, it's amazing. And when folks are talking about, you know, they cleared maybe 150 logs in a trip, like the trip you were on, that makes a big difference to people who are walking those trails.
Yeah, for sure.
So would you recommend this? Would you recommend volunteering after doing it?
Yeah. I mean, so this obviously isn't going to be everybody's idea of a good time. But I think, you know, if you're someone who enjoys camping and hiking and, you know, maybe long, hard days in the garden, lots of digging with tools, et cetera, you know, I think this might be something worth considering. And I can speak, from personal experience a little bit. So, you know, I was out there with these folks for a decent chunk of time. And, you know, there's only so much recording and photography that can be done. So I obviously a handful of times dropped my gear and wanted to give the crosscut saw a go, like this time for real. And so, you know, it's certainly a bit of a learning curve, but once you get into the flow with your partner, very importantly, remembering to pull, not push. That's a real refrain out there. It is very satisfying, but more satisfying, I'd say, was, you know, the feeling when you actually push those logs that you've cut off the trail and just kind of like seeing a few more yards of just like clean, good trail. And so, you know, as I left the group and kind of just like walked back on trail that we had worked on, you know, I got 10 Mile Creek just off to the side, absolutely beautiful, just walking through dense stands of trees. You know, I was just kind of like, struck by the thought of just like, you know, it had been a pretty unpleasant slog getting out there. And then just like walking back, having like a nice, easy time and being able to enjoy it. It was easy to imagine just like, you know, like a family coming up the trail that we had worked on. And so, yeah, that element of the work, that pleasure from the work became very clear to me as I walked out.
That's nice. That's very nice. We've been speaking with Murphy Woodhouse with the Mountain West News Bureau about volunteers that help keep our forest trails open. Murphy, thank you so much.
Love talking about it. Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.